Learn the most empowering hiring techniques. Land the most desirable talent. Launch your company towards massive success. This is the Higher Power Radio Show with your host, Rick Gerard.
All right. Having a need often clouds reason, especially when it comes to hiring and the interview process. Now, there's work to be done, and no one is doing it. So you prioritize filling the gap with a warm body rather than focusing on the right person in the right seat. So how's that been working for you? Shortcutting the interview process is never a good idea. And when you do, it will most often bite you in the ass. I'm Rick Gerard, and welcome to the Higher Power Radio Show. We help entrepreneurs and business leaders win-win the strongest talent. We do so by sharing insights from top-performing rebel entrepreneurs, disruptors, and industry leaders like our guest today, Mr. Bill Snyder. Now, Bill is the CEO of digital health venture Vivante Health and employee benefit for GI Care. Bill works with Fortune 500 companies and large health plans, including Walmart and Sigma Evernorth, to reduce GI-related healthcare costs. I could probably use you, by the way. He secured a Series B fundraise in September 2023, which has led to a high-profile VC firm's Mercado Partners and Health Catalyst Capital. Bill's success in various leadership roles has been the result of building strong teams and learning each day from those he is fortunate enough to work with, which is what makes Bill the perfect expert for today's topic. Bill, welcome to the Higher Power Radio Show today.
Rick, thanks so much for having me on.
Man, that was a mouthful for me. I got all geeked up on coffee right beforehand, and that's probably not a good idea when I got to read. I'm appreciating having you on the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about really moving too fast on hiring and not following a detailed process. Now, you and I have both learned this the hard way quite a few times. But a lot of us still do it. There's work that needs to be done. And sometimes the directive is, I don't care, just get a warm body on it. Let's talk a little bit about that for you. So what's been the challenge for you along that line?
Yeah, I think anytime that you think about building an organization, it's always important to put in scalable and repeatable process across the organization. And that's certainly true for hiring talent and building your organization. And I think sometimes when you've got a ton going on and you're going through that process, there's always the temptation to say, how do we shortcut this? Like you might meet a candidate and you say, this is the person I know. And you have your process, you yeah. run everyone through this process, but you say, boy, this candidate's so strong and we got so much going on. Let's pull that candidate through and skip a step here. And I think that that never works well.
Talk yourself into it, but this person has a great background. You start seeing things on their resume or there's a commonality. And of course you just dig into that and go, oh, this person's going to crush it. Absolutely.
100%. And they might, right? They might, but man, if you can take the time to slow down and follow your process that you've set up, it's just always leads to a better outcome for both you as the hiring manager, and also for the individual who's joining the organization to make sure it is the right fit on both sides. And so I think that that's always just staying disciplined and staying focused on the process that you put in place is key.
I think that's a really important point because we don't think of this, but I think it's really important that we set people up for success, even if success is not within your organization.
Definitely. Telling them what you're looking for and telling them also sometimes what you're not looking for can be yeah. extremely helpful. I mean, I've had great candidates. This happened to me recently where we had great conversations and we connected and knew that candidate was looking for something different. And I was too. And it was a great conversation. We stayed in contact. And it's somebody who I think will be helpful in the future from us from an advising perspective and just from general market knowledge. But we both recognized it wasn't the right fit. And that was super helpful because you can have a very transparent conversation on, hey, what are you looking for? What are we looking for? And is there enough overlap where it makes sense? Or is it not the right fit?
And there's a timing issue here too. Somebody may not be the right fit now, but they may be later on when the organization grows. So you don't want to really burn that great lead later on down the road by bringing them in the wrong time.
Definitely. And if somebody is, you know, a specialist in a specific area and you're looking for a generalist or vice versa, you're looking for, you're looking for a specialist and they're a generalist, that's really important. And that definitely changes as you scale the organization. So I think you're absolutely right. Sometimes it's a timing issue.
Now let's wrap this around to culture, because as a CEO or as a leader, it's your job to protect the culture from the top down. How have you found that this has been a challenge for your culture in the past?
Yeah, I think so. We always look at culture as one of the key aspects of when we're hiring. And so the second question I ask in every interview is, why Vivante? And I want to see if that response is truly the people are passionate about our mission to revolutionize digital health gut first. So if they can tell me, hey, I know this space and I'm really passionate about improving the health for the individuals who suffer from these conditions, that's a great start. And that's really important to us. And then we have our values that we outline as an organization. And we want to see if that person really connects with the values that we put out there and are very honest and open about it. I think when I talk about process, when I say, hey, you got to think about a repeatable and scalable process, people sometimes are like, oh, process. But what's important is you set that foundation early. And when I say process, I'm saying hire for culture. Think about if it's the right cultural fit for the organization. And at Vivante, we're really big on talking about it's the people that build the culture. It's not a culture that's dictated by me. It's these incredible, talented individuals that come to Vivante and build this culture. But we can set the guardrails. And so then individuals see that we are hiring for culture. We're hiring for individuals that can help continue to elevate our culture and live by our values. And so I think that that's really important to be embedded in the interview process, because if they're not the right culture fit, again, it's not going to work for the company and it's not going to work for that individual. There's just never going to be a good fit.
Amen. Amen, brother. Are you listening to the Higher Power Radio Show? I'm your host, Rich Gerard. And for our podcast listeners, we're going to take a quick educational moment from our sponsors. All right, I'm digging in deep with our guest, Bill Snyder. He is the CEO of Vivante Health. And right now we're talking about shortcutting the process and actually missing on hires. Having the patience to get the right person in the right seat is so critical. And I think that's where we're kind of going. Let's talk about how you guys have solved this problem, or how, you know, we never really solved the problem, but at least we're getting closer to being 100% efficient.
Yeah, 100%. And again, for us, you know, it does go back to the word process. But when I think about process, I mean, it's just something that you set in place early. It's repeatable, it's scalable. And so for us, it starts with, if you're hiring somebody, you know, the hiring manager needs to write the job description. You know, they need to be very thoughtful and engaged in what it is they're really looking for. And they need to outline that. And then we look at transparency, accountability, and collaboration. And so transparent with all of the other leaders in the organization in terms of who they're hiring and why. And then collaborative in terms of they'll bring in other individuals within the process to interview the potential candidate as well. And then accountable to that process, to say we have this structured process where there's a specific number of interviews that a new candidate has to go through. We also have projects that we ask the candidates to complete. So we have gotten, you know, the feedback that it's pretty intense to go through the interview process at Vivante.
Good, as it should be. Yeah.
As it should be. And it really helps us stick to that. Then we know that we're getting excellent individuals who are dedicated to this mission, who are going to take the time to go through that process. So I think, again, adhering to that and holding each other accountable to make sure that we're adhering to that is what's helped us attract some of the, in my mind, the most talented individuals to Vivante.
All right. So let's delve into that a little bit deeper. Let's start with the job description, because I find that so many companies copy their competitor's job description, switch it up a little bit, and then throw it out on Indeed and spray and pray. What do you guys do differently?
Yeah. So for us, one of the big things that we do from a senior leadership team perspective is we do go through the process of why we're hiring who. So we go through this whole process when we evaluate, okay, this is where we need some more expertise, some more talent. And then we really talk about what we're looking for within those roles. And so we have those conversations from kind of cross segment and cross business. And that's really important, because as a hiring manager, you may be focused on your area of the business and kind of so focused on, hey, I need this type of individual. And your team may be collaborating with another business segment who says, boy, you know what? We actually see this other opportunity or this other gap that really needs to be filled. And those conversations are great because it leads to an evolution of, hey, this is actually the type of candidate that we're looking for. So I think that's where it starts, is that kind of cross-team collaboration on hires. That gets harder as you scale, but I think you take that same practice, and then even within your business segment, you have those conversations with your teammates, and you talk about, this is what we're looking for, this is what we're focused on. And so I think for us, we can see that evolution in terms of our job postings and how we think about hiring, because to the point we were talking about earlier, Rick, like that prototype may change as you scale, as you grow, and as you develop. So I think going back to that collaboration across business segment or across teammates, so to get comfortable to say, this is how I'm thinking about this next hire, it might be a little bit different than some of the previous hires. And to get that ongoing feedback is really important, because otherwise you can get in that tunnel vision if you're working on it alone and not bringing in the other parts of your team.
So you guys are running effectively an internal job description, which you're cascading the messaging internally to test, and then also to be able to get referrals through that internal network. And then sounds like then you have a second job description that you're putting out to the public to attract people in.
So they're one of the same. So like, okay, we'll look at that job description, and a lot of our teams will then kind of beat it up. And so again, like for us, the job descriptions evolve over time, because the type of candidate that you might be looking for post Series B might be different when you're looking for your third hire. And so the intent is to have that process and to have that rigor to keep coming back to it and saying, okay, what's changed? What are some of the aspects about the organization that's changed? When we think about scalability, are we moving more from generalists to more specialized individuals and team leads? And so that's an ongoing process that people just need to be comfortable sharing what they're thinking, getting feedback. And again, like what we call is like just kind of beating up that process and continuing to evolve it over time.
So that's essentially your recruiting plan, or your essentially continuous evolution of your people plan, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And think it's evolution of the people plan, and then thinking about like always saying, you know, everyone thinks that they've got a great process and everyone thinks that they're doing everything right. And then it's always saying, what are we doing wrong? And so when we ask candidates who interview with us, when we ask candidates who join the organization, we're always looking for feedback on, how did that process feel to you? What did you like? What didn't you like? What could we be doing better? So it's that mentality of continual improvement and continual growth.
You know what I found is, as you're getting this messaging out, if you really focus your messaging on WIFM, like what's in it for them, it really makes a huge difference in the amount. Like, you, first off, you get less people that come through the funnel, which I love, because I don't want to review 300 applications to hire one person. But also the ones that do come through, I typically get the message of, hey, I'm not really actively looking for a job, but your messaging spoke to me.
Yeah.
And your mission spoke to me. And I think we both very, very passionate about, we both have a mission in which we're trying to go out and better the world in a certain way. And our teams are along with us for the ride. But conveying that message should be polarizing, should be really alluring to the right person and really repelling to the wrong people.
100%. It's like, hey, if you are, and again, like being transparent about that, I think is so important. Like if you're an organization that is mission driven and you're like, this is what's important to us, that is going to attract a certain type of people. And it's going to, some people are going to say, yeah, that's not for me. And that's okay. Yeah. So I think you're so right. I think being really, you know, loud, transparent and upfront about that just helps. It helps everybody. It helps, you know, the team, and it helps that individual that's considering joining your organization.
You mentioned an intense process earlier. I'm gonna key on that, because if you look at all the world-class organizations that have ever built up from the beginning, you look at Amazon and some of these other companies, they had a process very early on and they made it difficult. I remember what the first few years of Google, when they got their funding and they started to scale, I just remember a lot of, oh my God, you don't want to go to a Google interview. It's so hard. What's wrong with that? You want to bring in a certain level of person who's going to be successful in that role. If the business requires that, it's a difficult problem you're trying to solve, you need people who are really good at solving difficult challenges, why would you make it easy?
I 100% agree. Like, so for us, it can be a gating factor. We do have people that, after they've gotten through the first couple interviews, and if they make it to the project plan, they may say, this is just too much. And that's okay. then it's like, all right, if the project's too much, then joining us full time to achieve our mission is going to be too much. But I will say, like, on the project for us, the other thing that's really important to us is we want to see how they do on the project, but then we want to see how they think on their feet. It really gives you that exposure to giving them feedback live and seeing how do they take feedback and rapidly incorporate it into their work. And so there's always a period in our projects where they're going to be asked to do something different or try something different live. And it's very telling to see the individuals who can say, yeah, sure, let me try that. Let me adjust this. Versus those who say, well, here's why I didn't do it that way and why I wouldn't. And there may be a good reason, but that's a big tell for us when we're like, hey, try this a little bit differently, or would you think about it this way? And so to see, are they open to collaboration? Are they open to feedback? Or are they somebody who is going to put up kind of a stone wall to that? And that can be a very telling aspect in our interview process. So I think, and again, our team, this is team created across the organization. And I think our leaders at Vivante do a really good job of assessing talent. And they've just held to this disciplined approach, which has been incredible. Yeah.
We do something similar. We call it a working session where, like, I think the most, you can test people's skills like in a test or what have you, but I really don't think that gives you good enough data to make a decision, as opposed to bringing somebody in and working with them for a certain amount of time. If I'm hearing you right, that's what you guys do, is that you bring them in. Hey, here's a problem. Let's work on solving it together. And let's see how well we can work together and collaborate, how well you problem solve, how well you communicate, how well you interact with the team. Those are far more greater data points than essentially, hey, take this test and let me know when you're done.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, that live interaction is so telling.
That is so very true. And the last piece that I want to delve into is, you know, you mentioned accountability and holding people accountable within the process. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So I think for us, it's the tie of transparency and accountability. So it's the fact that we don't let people skip. You know, we are saying, okay, well, there's a process. So you can't make an offer to that person until they've gone through the steps. So it just avoids the issue that we talked about at the beginning where, you know, you're busy and you meet somebody who's a rock star and you've heard great things and you're like, well, we have a process, but let's move this person along. You know, we've got a full stop there where it's like, nope, any individual needs to go through that process. And any counterpart within the organization can check hiring managers on, okay, did they go through the actual process to completion to say, hey, they've talked to enough individuals, they've gone through enough interviews, and they've done a project for us. And so I think that's really important, especially as you grow in scale, because then you're setting that precedent and people see that and say, okay, that is the way that our organization thinks about talent. It's how we're going to be rigorous about this approach. And then that just leads to more incredible people joining the organization.
You just hit the nail on the head there, my friend. I've found that having a process and sticking to it is a value chain, right? So in the mind of the candidate, if you shortcut the process, you're essentially killing, in their mind, you know, you're not setting yourself above the other companies. And here's the thing, A players want to work with other A players, and A players are used to process. God, I had a coach a long time ago who used to say that people who are winners want to win, and they just want you to show them the right road to get on to get there. And so having that accountability built in, I think is, you're right, it's so important. And the moment you downgrade that by saying, hey, Joe knows this guy, he worked with him before, let's just get him on board quickly and make him an offer. We don't want to lose him. Now there's that FOMO that kind of creeps in the interview process. Well, this guy's really great. We need to move on him quickly before somebody else does. I don't know about you, but I have not seen yet when you pace out the process and you say, hey, look, this is our interview process and this is how it works. The only people that I've seen that have ducked out were probably not going to work out anyway, just because they're looking either for money or, you know, they're chasing the dollar or a J-O-B as opposed to joining a mission.
I totally agree. If they connect with your mission and they really want to be a part of what you're building, they'll be communicative about, hey, this is what I've got going on. And if you're running your process, you know, oftentimes they can say, hey, I can still complete the process. And if they can't, it's probably not the right fit. So I totally agree.
And you have to be okay with that as a hiring manager. Yeah. You have to be okay with the fact that, yeah, he might be a rock star, but the fact is, how many rock stars have you hired that you assumed were going to be rock stars? They joined your company and they just failed miserably. And then you're scratching your head going, I have no idea what happened.
Yeah. Like you said, you've definitely got to be just comfortable with if people want. And there's great people that I'm sure with our process that we have missed on, like that's true. But having that process, make sure that you're filling that seat anyway with incredibly talented individuals. And so it's like the fail safe, you know that. And so you're okay with missing on people because you're like, you know what, we're going to fill it with an incredibly talented individual because we have this process and we can follow it.
And you know what? They'll come back. If they miss the boat on it, they'll come back to you.
Absolutely.
Especially if you did a really strong process. I mean, I've never seen anybody, you look at my years of recruiting, I never had anybody come back from what was considered to be a terrible interview process and say, oh, you know what? I really want to work with those guys. Right. It's a shit show.
Right.
Not following shit shows.
Right. Right. Yeah. They seem really disorganized. So let me jump in. Yeah,
exactly. All right, shoot, Bill, we're getting pretty close on time. So what would you say would be two or three key takeaways you can give the audience so that they can plug into their business today?
I think the two things is definitely what we've been talking about. Like number one, build in process early, because that really just sets it and scales. And it doesn't have to be overdone. It can be as simple as, you know, you're identifying what values you're looking for, you're identifying what you're looking for in a specific role, and then you're running a true process that's accountable, transparent, and collaborative as you're bringing people on. So it's put the process in early. And then the second thing is you've got to be hiring for culture is a big part of building your talent because it's got to be the right fit for the organization and for the individual. And having that person come in and positively impact the culture is extremely valuable. So those are the two things that we've done at Vivante. And I just kudos to my incredible team, because I think we've got some of the most talented individuals working at Vivante, and those are two things that we've done to help build that talent.
That's phenomenal. And by the way, the process doesn't have to be complex in the beginning. It just has to be a process, right?
Definitely. Definitely. I think that's so important, Rick. I think people get scared of, oh my gosh, I can't design some crazy process. And it's like, that's fine. Keep it simple, but keep it actionable and keep it repeatable and go. And you'll build that muscle and build on it as you evolve.
And if you need a process, come to me. I can help with that. That's what I do.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Enough of the shameless plug. Bill, thanks so much for your time and investment today. And I want to welcome you to the Higher Power Radio community. Now, what would be the best way in which members of the audience can find you, find Vivante Health, all that good
stuff? Yeah, our website's great. Go to vivantehealth.com. Check us out. If you're an employer and health plan looking for ways to impact the health of your employees, we'd love to hear from you.
Most definitely. And there will be a link on all the show notes on all of our channels, so they'll be able to get to you quickly. So hopefully the message gets out. Thank you for tuning in this week's episode of Higher Power Radio. Quick thanks to our team, Brian Colburn, Andrea Ballin, and Ayla Gerard. If you're listening to the podcast, please subscribe, review, and share. After all, this show's for you. We want to make sure that we're bringing valuable content to you week after week. You can join the Higher Power Radio community at Higher, H-I-R-E, Power, P-O-W-E-R, Radio, R-A-D-I-O.com, or you can drop me an email at rick@intratrue.ai. Tune in next week. Our guest is going to be Jeff Lightman. Jeff is the founder and CEO of Rocksteady. I'm your host, Rick Gerard, and you have been listening to the Higher Power Radio Show. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to Higher Power Radio. Catch our LinkedIn Live show every Tuesday at noon or download the podcast on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform. We appreciate you joining us on Higher Power Radio
with your guide to hiring success,
Rick Gerard.